Well, welcome. We're so glad you're here with us today. We are finishing our series, The Good Life, where we've just been talking and learning about what it is to live a good life. And today, I get to finish it with trials. I know some of you might be shocked, but a good life comes through trials. Because in my 32 years, I got two more days until I turn 33, so I'm going to say 32. In my 32 years of life, what I've noticed is that everybody has gone through a trial. Everybody. Now, there's differences in how people go through a trial, right? How they persevere through a trial, how they handle a trial. Because we see awesome stories of somebody who was abandoned as a child and went through foster care and persevered and had a business or has a great family or whatever. And then we see the other side, the opposite side, where it didn't turn out so well and they got addicted to drugs or they couldn't get help or they struggled with homelessness. And we've seen two sides. And for me, I got to see a lot of trials in my life. We see divorced parents, and I've gone through that trial. My parents got divorced at a very young age, and I've been blessed that I got to persevere through that. I've been blessed that I had people in my life to help me and to encourage me and to teach me how to be a man, how to be a husband, how to be a father. And some haven't. And what I find in this thread of these blessings is God's goodness, His word, His truth, and that is Jesus. And so what I'm excited about today, it might seem a little heavy, but what I hope is that we all learn how to fight through our trials. Not just fight, but fight it God's way. And what we're going to be looking at is in Luke 4, 1 through 4. And so Jesus, right, Luke tells us that Jesus goes and John's declaring repentance. And he's like, somebody greater than I is coming. And then he says, oh, there he is. And then Jesus says, hey, I need to be baptized by you. And John's like, no, I need to be baptized by you. And he's just like, hey, let this be done. And he's like, okay. So he gets baptized. And then this is where we get caught up in Luke 1 through 4. It says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, right? Came out of the water, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. Now, just so you know, we're not going to go into deep details. There's a lot of symbolism, a lot of imagery here with, you know, Moses and Jesus and all that stuff. So what I wanted to look at and what I felt the Lord was leading me to is how Jesus fought through the temptation, okay? And so we see how he fights through this trial by declaring, it is written. It is written. Before we get into that, what did the enemy do? What did the devil do? What did the liar do? If you are the Son of God, ask the simple question. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. I'm sure he could. I'm sure he just could think it. He didn't have to say a word. He could just, right? He can close his eyes. He can do this, whatever. But check out what the devil does for us. When we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then we're excited and we're full and led by the Spirit, there comes times where there's trials come, and the devil says, if you are saved, you shouldn't be struggling with this. If you are forgiven, then why don't you keep doing it, right? There's grace that abounds. And the enemy says, if you are loved, if you have received mercy, if you have eternal life, and then we get caught up in this, and we need to remember what Jesus did. He said, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live on bread alone. So we have to fight these questions. If you are loved, if you are forgiven, if you are a child of God, if you are blessed, if you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus, when the storms come, when temptation knocks, when the trials of chaos come in our lives, we need to declare, it is risen. When failure happens and you hear, if you are God's child, then you shouldn't fail. If you are chosen, then you shouldn't fail. We should declare, let us then with confidence draw near the throne of grace, that we may receive grace and find grace to help us in the time of need. Let us with confidence draw near the throne of grace. See if when we fail, we can go with confidence through the throne of grace and receive mercy and find grace and have help in the time of need. Have you failed lately? Declare, it is written. It is written. Are you dealing with depression? Declare, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. Declare, it is written. There are times in our lives when we don't feel like the Lord is there. But if we declare that it is written, we enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. We bless his name. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. We need to learn how to fight the good fight. And declare, it is written. This is one I struggle with. I don't like to brag about it, but anger. You know, I'm kind of a perfectionist sometimes. I kind of want things a certain way, and I get very passionate. That's where the passion and anger slide. But I need to declare and that it is written, let love be genuine, harbor what is evil, and hold fast to what is good. When you are angry or you get upset or frustrated, declare love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It is written. It is written that love is patient and kind. And so when you feel that swelling up in your heart or in your mind or in your soul, declare it is written. What about worry? We all deal with that. The enemy can come at us in many ways and says, well, if you are the Son of God, if you are loved, if you are chosen, if you are a disciple, then why are you struggling with your finances? Why are you struggling with job? Why are you doing this? And we must declare that it is written. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. We need to declare, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Or what shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? What about if you feel like quitting? Hey, you've been following Jesus for a long time. You've done your dues. If you really are chosen, if God really keeps his promises, then, you know, why are you keep putting in effort? Why do you keep on trying? Why do you keep on worrying about the details? Why would you do this? You just need to, God doesn't care. Let us declare, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Our lives are full of these questions that the enemy puts in our heads. If you are loved, if you are forgiven, if you are chosen, if you are a disciple, do you remember his promise? Isn't he supposed to be good? Isn't he faithful? Isn't he steadfast? And we see Jesus say, it is written. And we have to do the same. We have to say, it is written. When the enemy comes, he say, it is written. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. We need to declare it over our kids and our friends and our families. It is written. When you go through a trial, declare it. It is written. Whatever you're going through, it is written. And then write down the verse. You have this awesome thing called the Bible that has many scriptures in it that we can declare. Declare his word. Declare that it is written. When you are fighting the good fight, declare, declare, declare. It is written. We see it again in 5 through 8, in Luke 4, 5 through 8. The devil led him up high, up to a high place, and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me. And I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be yours. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Through your trials, declare it is written. The enemy fights with this question as well. I will give you if you. I'll give you all the pleasures in the world if you. I'll give you all the things that you want if you. And we need to declare it is written. Declare that the what the Lord has promised you, that you'll never be forsaken, that he'll always be there to help you, that he is our true joy, and that he gives us life everlasting. You see, he showed them all these kingdoms in the world, and I started thinking of all the things that come through our minds. Man, it'd be nice to have $1 million right now, right? It'd be nice to have that car over there. It'd be nice to, you know, go on a vacation once a month. But when greed comes, let us declare, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with all that you have. Because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you're struggling with authority, right? We're all in that kind of awkward stage. You know, the midterm elections are coming, and then, you know, what comes next? And we all want to say our own piece and say how we would run things. But let us declare this. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. Then Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven, you can say it, and on earth has been given to me. We can get caught up in the politics. We can get caught up in whatever the world is telling us to get caught up, and then we choose a side, and then one side gets offended, and the other side gets offended, and all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. So we put our trust in him, and he guides us and he leads us. And so when people come and say, what side do you say? I'm with Jesus. I still vote. I still do what I got to do, but I know who's in charge, and I know who has authority, and I know who runs my life, and I know what I would die for. Contentment. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am in to be content. I know how it is to be brought low, and I know how to have much. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I need one more pair of shoes just so I can look good up here. Man, I would love to have a bigger car just so we can fit one more kid in there. God has given me everything I ever needed, and then some. And he's given you everything you ever needed, and then some. Fight the good fight, declaring, it is written. When you hear the questions, I will, if you, declare, it is written. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. We continue. Luke 4, 9 through 12, it says this. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you and guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike a foot against this stone. Jesus answered, said, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished tempting him, he left him until an opportune time. So go back to the beginning. Jesus comes out of the water, full and led by the Spirit. And so we must be full and led by the Spirit, because the enemy knows the Scriptures. The enemy knows who God is. The enemy knows who Jesus is. But we must be full and led by the Spirit, so that we can declare it is written, so that we can believe it is written, so that we can live out it is written. You see, we need to live out our life. It is written. Life comes. I told you I'm 32, I'm about to be 33. And life happens. Life is difficult. But we need to declare, rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is written, rejoice always. Man, through the good, through the bad, we rejoice always. Why? Because all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to him. And if we place our faith in him and if we believe in him, then we have everlasting life. Life happens, but we must devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. When we devote ourselves to prayer, we see things in a different light. God opens our eyes to see the good. And we're watchful to do good. When we pray, we understand that God is on the throne. Probably one of my favorites that I repeat a lot. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble in times of trouble. Man, I've fallen. And the enemy can say, hey, you know, it is written. If you sin, you know, all, you know, you're doomed, so God doesn't really love you. And I can declare, for the righteous falls seven times and rise again. I think we have forgotten how to fight the good fight in declaring the word of God, not just to ourselves, but to our families, to our kids, to our friends. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful you do not fall. No temptation has ever overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can endure it. Man, I know we've all fallen to temptation. We've all done it. Our friends have done it. Our kids have done it. But if we can declare, when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so that you can endure. He is teaching you to trust Him. He's teaching you how to live by His law, by His love, by His way. Declare, it is written, during uncertainty times. Man, we should have done this during COVID when it was high, when it was at the highest peak. Declare, it is written. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. Be confident in this. He who began a good work in you will carry it out into completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Man, if we would declare that and declare love is patient and love is kind during the pandemic, man, we would have had people fill these seats up. Or at least they would have came back. Or we could have asked for wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Hey, God, how do we handle this situation? It is written. Hey, we're just following what the Lord is saying, and we don't know all the answers, so we're just learning as we go, but we trust in Him. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Trials come and they go. And they come and they go. And you know this. You've been through a trial. You've been through trials that you probably aren't proud of how you handle yourself. And then you've been through trials that you're like, yes, I think, God, I got this. And then you come back. I don't know how I went backwards, but. But here's what we need to do together, is declare that it is written. And we can only declare it if we're full and led by the Spirit. And we'll only live it out if we believe it. Do you believe John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, for whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe that? And then you'll live it. Through the trials. Man, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I know that God so loves me that He gave His one and only Son, that if I believe in Him, I shall not perish but have everlasting life. Our church has gone through a lot of trials. People have lost loved ones. And it's hard to declare it when you feel that pain, when you have that loss. It's difficult. But do you believe that you'll see him again? That there's everlasting life? Then you get through it. You'll persevere through it. He'll give you your strength. He'll give you courage. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. And you will lack nothing, for the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He refreshes my soul and makes me walk along the right path for his name's sake. Through every trial, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I shall fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And I don't know if you know this, but the rod and the staff are to discipline the sheep. And so it might not be comfortable. It might not be easy, but it's there to comfort you so that you He prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. And he anoints your head with oil. Your cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And guess what? The best promise is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We've all been through trials. And I'm not telling you this is easy. It's not. Life is hard. Y'all all know this. But if we can see what Jesus did, it is written. It is written. It is written. And believe it, our lives change. And we know how to persevere through those tough times, through those difficult moments. So I just pray today that we would be full and led by the Spirit so that when we face a trial and people are like, why do you have so much peace? It is written. Why do you have so much joy? It is written. How do you get through this? It is written. My God will never forsake me. And we need to remember that as a body of believers, that he so loved us that if we do lose someone, we declare, it is written, I know I'll see them again. I know I'll be walking with them again on the streets of gold, man, with everlasting life and joy and peace. Man, I went through this tough season with my spouse. It is written. Man, I went through this tough season with my kids. It is written. So I pray, as we leave here, maybe you just get one verse that just God just speaks to you. And write, it is written. And memorize it. So when you do go through a trial, it is written. Boom, 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 boom. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this time together. God, you are good through it all. And we are humans who forget how good you are. God, I just pray through every trial we would do what Jesus did and just say, it is written. But not only just say it, God, we would believe it and we would live it out. God, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit and lead us with your Spirit so that when the trials come, it is written. When the trials come, you get glorified. God, we have a good life, and every trial that we've been through, we persevered through, you have been there. You have not forsaken us. You have not left us. Would you open our eyes and our ears to see that and to hear your voice, to know you have been with us every step along the way. God, we give you praise and glory because it is written, for you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, you were created to spend time with your Savior, to have communion with him. And you know what's interesting about communion, at least here, we try as best we can to expand that idea. It is definitely in the emblems, absolutely. But it is also in prayer. And some of you have gotten nails on the cross that maybe you've forgotten to pray for. Maybe you need to pray a little bit more for. Maybe they've been answered, and maybe you can't find it on there because there's so many nails. But we encourage you. If you've got a prayer today, if you've got something you need to bring before the Lord, then there's nails on the tables out here to the side. Just jot whatever that is down, one word, two words, put it on the cross, and let us be able to help pray for them. And the great thing about being here in the building all week long is we get to pass by that and we can just pray for the prayers on the cross. And we know that God answers prayer. Sometimes not the way that we would like to see it answered, maybe not the way we envision it, but God does answer prayers, and that's where it is wonderful to hear the jar ring when that happens. But that's communion with God, right? Maybe for some of you, it's that you need to go to the tables over here, and you've got some things that maybe you need to repent from. Just you and the Lord. Maybe you've got things that you need to confess, things that you need to just get right with him before you even come to the table. Maybe there's some unforgiveness from some people that you need to just go and say, God, I need you to help me with this, even before you come to the table. But you were created for all of this. In Psalm 139, it's written, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. And all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God loves us and cares for us, and he desperately wants to spend time with us. He desperately wants us to commune with him, to be with him, to spend time with him. And so what did he do? He made a way for that to happen. He sent his one and only son to die for us on a cross, which is represented in the bread. It's represented in the bread. And We know that Jesus went to the cross for us. He is the bread of life, and we need him desperately. And so today, as we come and as we partake of communion, we remember what Jesus did for us so that we could have this time with him. He also gave of his blood, the blood that poured from his hands, his feet, his side, his head, his back, and probably all over his body. Scriptures talk about how his blood washes away our sins. And so as we take the juice, we're reminded of what Jesus did for us at the cross, how he loves us and cares for us enough because he knows us. And all the days we had are written down. That's how much he cares. He knows you inside and out better than you know yourself. He knows all the trials that you've gone through, all the trials you will go through. And he's there with you every step of the way. We just need to make sure that we, as G mentioned, that we understand it is written. It is written. His Holy Spirit's within us, and he leads us and guides us through those places that we don't want to go, through the valley of the shadow of death. And so today, if you've got some things that you just need to say, God, I just need to pray to you. I need to seek your face, then please go to the tables and pray. If you need someone to pray with you, G and I will be down front here to do that very thing. If you need to give your life to Christ, maybe you have not done that yet, then we will be down here as well to help walk with you through that and make those first critical steps to making Jesus Lord and Savior. And if you just need to add a prayer on the cross or say, hey, listen, I've got one that I know he's answered, then let us all rejoice with you and celebrate with you by dropping it into the jar today. But don't walk away. Don't walk away without having met with God this morning. He's here for you and me and desires to spend this time with us. So let's pray. Father, thank you for being our good shepherd. Lord, you're a good, good shepherd. Lord, you guide us to different places. You guide us to still waters. And Father, even amidst the storm that we're going through, or maybe that some are getting ready to head into, or that some are coming out of, Father, that you lead us in the midst of that storm to still waters. The eye of the storm is one of the calmest places to be, because you're there with us. And so, Father, maybe today someone needs to have that and experience that still water. And Father, I pray that here in this moment, small little moment in time, that we can get that fresh breath of air. Lord, you have prepared, you literally have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. The table's before us with the bread and the juice remind our enemies of their defeat. And it reminds us of the victory that we have in you. And so, Father, we thank you that you have literally prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And our cup runs over. How incredible is that? And so, Father, we thank you. And Lord, I know that in this life it's tough because we only see just 50, 60, 70 years. We only see just the temporal. But we know that we are eternal, that our spirit lives on. And so, therefore, Father God, we know that you have prepared a place for us. And I thank you for that. That's what your son came to do, is so that we could go to that place, so that we could be with you, so that we would not be without you, so there would never be a separation between us and you. And so, Father, we thank you. Lord, bless us now as we take the opportunity, and however you lead us, by the Holy Spirit, that you would help us, Father, to repent if we need it, to confess if we need it, to seek your salvation if we need it, to seek you. So, Father, bless us as we partake of these emblems in victory, thanking you for what you've done for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Won't you come?